Well, welcome to the first edition and the intro to the Up for Debate podcast with your host, which I haven't really come up with a name for myself. Like, do I just call myself Andrew? Do I go with AO, Drew, or do I just make up a fake name so nobody knows who I am? But that one won't work, so we're just going to go with, I'll go with today with Andrew, maybe that'll evolve into something, but I appreciate everybody and their support as we go through this. This isn't something I just, thought of today. I've been thinking about doing it for a while. I have a lot of opinions on sports. I have a lot of opinions on general life crap that goes on, and I think it's fun to talk about it. I think it's fun to talk to people about sports in a natural setting. Like, this isn't a... There won't always be a sit-down, hey, let's do this. I'm going to be with people, and I'm going to press record. They may not know it. I'm going to splice it together, the parts that are dumb, and hope that it becomes an entertainment for people to listen to and laugh at. I'm going to be doing this podcast, and my wife's going to come in and yell at me. I'm going to be doing it, and I'm going to get a phone call. Crap's going to happen, but I think that's what makes this podcast great, is that it just... is random people talking about random sports, and they're able to get their takes on record. Like, hey, I think these people are going to make a playoffs. Hey, I think this person's going to get drafted. So on so forth, that people can say, hey, I told you, and not just be like, hey, I told you they'd be good, and then yeah, they weren't. So I'm hoping to get lots of people on here, people to send in their opinions. Heck, I want people to beat me. I want people to make fun of me. I'm opening myself up. I know a lot of people are like, you already are. You talk a lot. Hence why I've rambled on already for about 2 minutes. I don't care. I'm finally coming out and just talking crap, talking sports, throwing out dumb opinions for people to shut them down and go, you have no idea what you're talking about. Come out. Tell me that. This is the Up for Debate podcast. I'm hoping it's worth people's time. Again, I'm hoping to make it only about 20 to 30 minutes for that very reason. It might go longer sometimes, but I'm hoping that if it's only 20 to 30 minutes, people can stay, just stay with it instead of it being an hour long and then just, oh, this drags on. Short and sweet. And I hope that's how it goes. I'm going to say things that are just going to be outlandish, stupid. I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. That's the greatest part about this podcast. People get to make fun of me. I enjoy that. I've finally come to grips that it's okay to be wrong. But occasionally I like being right. And that's why. And just like I said, the reason why there's a pause there, my wife calls me, hey, we're outside. Come play. Yeah, okay, I'm coming. Just trying to do my podcast. So, yeah, I'm going to go outside. I'm going to do that. I'm going to come back. And hoping that, again, this gives people a platform to be able to raise their questions, and what stuff that they think they know about. So... coming up here in a little bit, we're going to have some discussions I've had with my insiders about basketball and hockey, aka, my people that are my friends. So, again, please help support the cause and listen to the podcast. Hope you're able to enjoy these interviews. Some of them don't have the best audio, so I'm hoping that you can bear with me as I try to figure out technology. And some people don't even know I'm doing interviews with them. I think that's the best part. You get the real people, real answers, and the real ideas. I hope that the rest of this podcast goes well. You're listening to Up for Debate podcast with AO. Well, welcome back to the Drewcast. Or as I like to call it, obviously, Up for Debate with Drew, with AO, again, kind of all over the place with that. Every time I kind of come back from a commercial break, it all sounds kind of good. So, okay, first up, we're going to kind of, I'm going to have a chat with my NBA insider, Nathan, and I'm just waiting to get him here on the phone. I'm driving home from taking family photos, and this guy's driving slow in the fast lane, of course, and I'm trying to get past him. I want to get home. We're trying to get Robbie down for a nap. Well, I'm obviously riding this guy's arse. He finally pulls over and turns to me and throws me the double bird. So I roll my son's window down so that he can see him. Just straight shock, like, oh no, and I've done it. Just sweet justice for that. So, I,
Just in case you ever think about throwing out double birds, think twice. Okay, we got Nate on the line. Nate, have you ever thrown out a double bird?
No. Never. I don't throw out double birds. I hardly get a birdie golfing.
No birdies even for the golf course, eh?
No birdies even on the golf course.
That's funny. Yeah, it's just, I'm not sure if you've been out driving today and had any issues, but there's some people out there just, yeah. I just couldn't believe he's throwing the double bird. Anyways, Nate, I got you on the insider. I know you go to a lot of games. I know you're usually down there at the stadium, just or at the comfort of your own home.
Yep, just really close to the television.
Right up there. Hey, so okay, I know we had talked about before about the NBA and kind of our thoughts and impressions about it. I mean, it's frustrating. I don't know personally. It's frustrating for me to watch at some points, but. Where would you consider the health of the league right now as far as, like, entertainment for fans? Not, like, not player to player, but, like, maybe entertainment for fans going forward.
Well, I think league-wide, I think it's taken a massive hit over the last 5 to 10 years. I feel like there just seems to be no loyalty between, you know, where you're drafted and, where you've come from, the team that's developed you, and wanting to take some pride and some, you know, a stance and, you know what, I'm gonna win. I'm the man. I'm the alpha dog. I'm gonna stay here. I'm gonna build something, and I'm gonna win. I miss the days of seeing like for example the Detroit Pistons with their 5 non All Stars going all the way through the East to win the NBA championships,
right,
with a load of guys that were there together. They were brothers, and they won that together. And I think it's sad to see people jumping ships so soon.
So where does that stem from, though? Like, that's all good and all, but like to know that. But like, why do you think that starts? Where does that come from?
I think it's a lot of greed. Where can I get the best deal? Where can I get a quick win of a championship? You know, where can I get immediate
chasing rings? Just chasing rings. Yeah,
chasing that bling.
But like, yeah, and so like, I've been thinking about that a lot lately too. Like, so who's to blame for all this? Like, it doesn't just happen one day. I don't know. I have to think that has to come from a certain event. For me, when LeBron decides, hey, I'm leaving my hometown. The people that drafted me, I'm leaving. I'm going for rings. Now, I understand that, like, the ownership there wasn't very good and such stuff like that, but, like, do you agree with me that maybe that started it all?
Well, absolutely. When you have the best player in the world.
Absolutely.
At the best player in the world at the time, LeBron James creates a super team out in Miami. Everybody who, you know, is competing to win, it's a big cliche that you hear all the time, but it's a copycat league for NHL or NBA. And when you got this massive super team in Miami, well, to compete, you know, you got to adapt or die. And unfortunately, a lot of people adapt, and now you've got 3 or 4 teams that are really fun, yeah. And the other 26 are unwatchable.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I will say this. Now that LeBron has moved to LA and things don't seem to be panning out quite as well as he would have liked, I do see that coming back now. I see a lot of players such as Paul George taking on OKC with Russell Westbrook, and you're seeing guys maybe go, you know what, like chasing rings and getting easy rings are fun and all, but it might be a lot funner to just kind of go out on your own. You know what I mean? And stay.
Yeah.
So no, it's a fun discussion to kind of see. Like, I don't personally like watching the NBA as much as I used to. Like you said, it was a lot funner to know it doesn't matter who's coming into whose barn, it's going to be a good game. I'm not really up for watching the Suns versus the Grizzlies. Just not my sit down and spend 2 hours doing. And so,
well, as much as I love Valentunits, you know, especially for fans down there, I'm not going to buy a $100 ticket to go watch Valentunits in the paint.
Who do you give your odd favorites then, Nate? Who do you like in the playoffs? Like, I know there's easy answers, which is fine if that's who you are, but let's get you on record here. Who you like? Who you got?
I'm trying to me down early.
Well, let's say, who do you think's actually going to win, and who do you want to actually win?
So, I'll go with who I think will win first. I think that, as much as I don't want to say it, I think Golden State's going to make it to the final again. I think there's some really good teams. Yep, I know that's really, I was diving deep there.
Hot take,
I think that, like, James Harden and his D-League team could really really give them a run for their money. But I think I think Golden State will probably come out of the West, and I really feel like Toronto is loading up for a good run. They've been developing for a lot of years. They've loaded up with, you know, I feel like they've done it the right way. They were forced to make some trades, and they did the best with what they could. They've kept their young core that they've been developing for a long time.
Right.
And I think it's going to come down between Toronto and Boston in the Eastern Conference, but I really think Toronto's going to make it. And unfortunately, I think Golden State's going to win it again. Who I want to win is, I would love to see a team like either OKC to make it there, or even like a Utah Jazz.
Right.
They've got a lot of hard working those players there, but yeah, I'm a Toronto fan, so probably Toronto and Golden State.
Good. Well, I appreciate you jumping on here with my first episode of the podcast. We hope to talk to you again soon. Keep your friends close and your enemies even closer, and hope to catch you in the future. We'll see you around the block.
Absolutely. See you later, Drew.
Yeah, we'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Good to have Nate here on the podcast with us. Yeah, I'm on his same boat. I'm kind of along those lines. I'll get further into that. Again, this is a real podcast. This is just me at my house. I'm getting texts from my wife. Hurry. She's putting her son to bed, but she's got some other issues that she needs to get to. So I need to get going. I'm hoping everyone's enjoying the podcast, and I hope that we can get to further things. Coming up next, we'll have Brad, my insider for the Flames. We'll talk about the game tonight, and hope everybody stays tuned. Thanks. All right, we're back. That was awesome to hear from Nate. Yeah, like, you know, that was he made some good points. I would love to see Golden State lose. I'm sure there's a lot of people that do feel that way, but it'll be some good topics to have later. I'm going to have another friend of mine here on the show to be able to kind of go deeper into the playoffs and more of, like, who we'd like to see go to the finals and stuff. So, okay, so I'm at work this week, and I have a guy at work every morning, 7:30 in the morning. Hey, how was your night? Hey, how was your weekend? Personally, I kind of like to get things done at work first. Like, we have 8 hours we have to spend together. That's not, we're not best friends. I don't see you outside of work. Like, take a chill pill. And like every day, how was your weekend? Hey, did you end up doing this? Did you start your podcast? Yeah, man. It's all done. I'm done doing it. Seriously? No, just chill. So yeah, it's that. So we've got Brad coming here. I'm just calling him here. He's gonna be coming up with us. We're talking about the NHL, but mostly the Flames. I have to admit, I'm a bit biased towards that. I try to play in the middle, but. Okay, here we got Brad. Brad, do you have that problem in the mornings, people asking about your day too early?
What's that? I missed that. Sorry. Go ahead.
No problem. I says, in the mornings, do you ever have that problem with people calling people in the morning talking to you too early in the morning, asking about how your day's been?
Oh, all the time. It drives me crazy.
Drives you crazy. There you go. Did you have a chance to watch the Flames game tonight, Brad?
I did a little bit on and off. You know, I was caught the majority of the game on my iPhone, you know. But with my daughter jumping all over me, climbing all over me, and wants some daddy time, I got a little bit of the game in tonight.
You need to tell her that you have a serious job to perform. I need you on top of your game, Brad. We need you in the dressing room getting questions and answers.
Oh, okay. Next time I'll try and get that to happen, you know, but I'll see if she can understand me. I'll try and break that to her.
Awesome, awesome. Tell me just initial thoughts of the game. The Flames lose 2-1 to Winnipeg. Your initial thoughts of the game.
I thought they played not too bad, you know, with the players out of the lineup, but I thought the penalty, too many penalties against them killed them.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, they couldn't get no momentum going, you know, so it kind of really hurt them.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's, that as soon as they seem to kind of get some pressure, they take a penalty. They got that shorthanded goal, and then they gave up a power play goal during the middle of that. So, yeah, no, I definitely agree. Could you see the difference between not having Monahan, who had an illness, and Bennett with an undisclosed injury? Like, could you see the difference not having a full lineup there tonight?
Oh, for sure. Monahan in front of the net. Like, a lot of the time they threw it in front of the net, and Monahan, they really missed him in front of the net tonight. And Bennett just grinding in the corners, you know, creating some plays, you know. Yeah, I could see that totally tonight.
Yeah. My last question, well, just for this part of it, is there was a back-to-back as well. Like, we have to consider that. Like, they played the other night. Where were they last night? Who did they play? I've already forgotten. Was it
New Jersey at home.
New Jersey at home. They won, what, 9-4? Matthew Tkachuk has... Is that right?
Like
now I'm forgetting if it was New Jersey that he got all those points against them.
It was.
The Rangers. Wasn't it the Rangers?
Oh, maybe it was. I don't know. There's too many games lately. They went on a slunch. Now they're rolling again.
This just shows you how much me and you know talking about our sports. We're kind of forgetting who they even play. I'm just looking it up now so we don't have too many people getting on our... It was the Rangers. They won 5-1 against the Rangers. They had a really good game. And then, you know, you have to come back against a Winnipeg, who in my mind is, regardless of what the standings show, Nashville, Calgary, Winnipeg, those are your, you know, San Jose, those are your top dogs. So to come up a big game against them tonight was tough. You could definitely see that maybe back-to-back they were maybe a little tired at points, or did you think they did play quite well? Yeah, that's not an easy position, though. On a back-to-back, playing against a team like Winnipeg, you're definitely right, Brad, trying to keep your energy up, which I thought they did a quite well at the job of that. Okay, Brad, let's move on to kind of like the rest of the NHL here. Who do you got, though, who's the best in the West? Like, we have Calgary. We know who they are. You know, we watch them pretty exclusively. But who else do you give a good chance to?
Oh, I think Winnipeg for sure, you know. I think they're right up there consistent almost every game. San Jose just has too many eagles in the room. I think that they're going to, if they can get that straightened out, they could be right there. But at this point in time, I think Winnipeg is right there.
Yeah. I mean, the West looks really good. Like when you're comparing to the rest of the league, Winnipeg's a heavy team. San Jose, like I said, once they kind of get that chemistry and maybe put other things aside, you could really see them go on a run. What do you think of Vegas? Like, do you give Vegas a chance again this year?
I think I give them a chance, not as great as they did last year, you know, because they caught a lot of people off guard, you know, but yeah. I think they can make it to the second round, but other than that, I don't think they got much of a chance after that.
Brad, what is the chance, like, if Tampa doesn't make it to the final, if not win, is it a lost season for them?
Oh, yeah, big loss. You know, with how much money they're spending on their players, you know, and how much they're winning this year. Like, if they don't make it to the final, I just think if you're in first place, you don't make it to the final, it's a complete failure in my eyes.
No. Well, you look at that team, and they're lapping the field. They have 114 points. The next closest is, let's see, I think it's, is it Boston? Calgary and Boston have 95. 95. Like, it hasn't happened since Montreal quite a long time ago. Okay, Brad, well, let's talk a little bit about awards coming up this year. There's a lot of good players. What do you give the chances? We're going to kind of do a segment as we go forward here, but let's do some percentages here. Give me the chances that you think that a guy like Johnny Gaudreau, even though a guy like Kucherov has done quite well this year, like, what do you give the chances that Gaudreau wins the player of the year called the Hart?
Oh, I think he has a good chance, you know. I think with playing with Calgary, he stands out a lot more than those other guys a little bit, just because he's just always right there. His Deeks and everything are always really good at scoring. So I give Johnny Gaudreau a good chance of winning it this year, probably an 85% chance that he'll win it this year.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, Brad, last game I want to play with you. I didn't give you a heads up on this, but let's play this game.
No.
Brad, tell me who the top leading points getter by player is in the NHL.
I'm going to say Ovechkin on this one, but I have really no idea.
Ovechkin, that is an incorrect answer. He isn't in the top 20. Close. Okay, let's go over to goals. The top goal scorer in the league.
Stamkos, there we go.
The Stamkos is 13th overall. Close. Close.
Oh, crap.
Okay, Brad, who's the best NHL defenseman in the league today?
Oh, hands down, Giordano. I think he's right up there. He's the best, you know.
No, in all seriousness, Gio is quite well. Brad, who's going to win the Stanley Cup this year? First off, who do you think is going to win it? If you had to put money down, which I know you love betting, if you had to put money down, if you had to put money down, who would you have to win it? And then on the other hand, besides Calgary, who do you want to win it?
Well, I think Tampa's going to win it. Or, you know, they have the best chance of winning it. Mm-hmm. Out of all, so I think they're going to. But if I was hoping that someone was going to win it, it would be Calgary. That's my prediction on that.
Okay, outside of Calgary, who do you want to win it?
Oh, I want to win it? Oh, I want, I still have bad feelings against Tampa for all these years, but I'm going to go with Winnipeg, you know? I think they're gonna have a good chance, you know, to win it.
They'd be a fun team to watch to win it for sure.
Yes.
Awesome. Brad, what time do you have to check cows tonight?
Oh, 3 o'clock a.m., and then I'm up at 6 again, you know, and then 10 o'clock, and then all day again, over and over, waiting for things to drop on the ground.
That's awesome. Okay, Brad, I want you to say hi to the women for me out in the field and make sure that they go down good for you.
For sure.
I appreciate you joining me. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. I know we don't get to talk all the time about sports, and this kind of gives us an opportunity to do that. Thanks for coming on, and
problem.
How about you keep up on those stats so that next time I come with a pop quiz, you do a little bit better.
Oh, I'll definitely do that.
Awesome.
You quiz me next time.
Have a good night. Say hi to Trisha for me.
Hey, will do. Have a good night, too.
Yeah,
okay.
See
you, everyone.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Oh, Brad. Good to have Brad on the show. He makes some good points. Like I said, If we're kind of stepping away from even what Brad had to say, I've really enjoyed watching the Flames this year. Like, I really think they've come together as a team. I know this might seem weird, but if you watch the Calgary Flames when they score a goal, they're pointing at the guy that passed it to them. I know it's a little thing, but I've watched a lot of other teams this year, and it just seems like, boom, okay, all of a sudden they score, and it's like, yay, look at what I did. I watched the Toronto Maple Leafs. Oh, look at me score. Look how good I was. It's the team game just isn't as high. The chemistry isn't quite all there. So that's one thing. If Tampa doesn't win this year, like, that just, I mean, first off, it proves that it proves to everyone that there's parity in the league. You can go the whole season, which I think they have, and not had any problems, and then boom, you lose in the second round, which they could. They're going to play Toronto or Boston in the second round. Those two, they're already locked to play each other in the first round, and they could lose to either one of those teams beyond the second round. I don't like the playoff format. I think it's ridiculous. It's stupid. I'm even just looking on TV right now watching Brian Burke complain about it on To The Point on Hockey Night in Canada, and he's making the exact same point as me. So, what can I say? I know what I'm talking about. I love watching NHL. I think it's the most exciting it has ever been to watch. You could watch anybody. You could watch the Arizona Coyotes, who have been playing good lately, against Ottawa, and it would be a good game to watch. There's stars all over the league. I'm going to see if I can squeeze in one more guest here before we end it up. It is about 24 minutes into my podcast, so I don't want to make it too much longer, but I really have enjoyed this so far. This has been really good. I hope that you've enjoyed it, and we're going to do one more commercial, let's say, break, and we'll either wrap it up or we'll throw together one more little thing about the NBA, maybe even a little bit about the NFL. I want to get into the NFL. Like, there's a lot going on. Like, OBJ the Browns. Like, I almost don't believe it. That's why I forgot. I couldn't remember he went to the Browns. That is going to be insane. So hopefully maybe we'll get into the NFL. If not this podcast, definitely in the next podcast. I got Matt Pitcher, who knows a lot more about the NFL than I do, so I'd love to pick his brain. But I think we'll go to a break here, and I'm getting pretty tired. It is 9 o'clock at night, so thanks everybody, and we'll be back after this. This is the podcast of Drew, up for debate, and I think we've had some good debates today. Awesome, awesome. Coming back with the Up the Debate podcast with Drew. Hey, so I just realized that on these iPhones, you can only record up to 26 minutes for some reason. So this next part of the podcast is going to be a bit of a teaser. You'll have to hit up the next, I guess it'll be link. So, yeah, I hope you'll look forward to my next guest. He is going to be talking about the NBA. I know we've talked a lot about the NBA today, but I'm kind of starting off with a lot of NBA, a little bit of NHL. And then as people kind of get more involved with the show, we're going to be able to expand what we talk about. So I hope that you tune in for the next part. I really appreciate everyone listening to this. Again, this is exciting for me. I know it seems silly and this and that. I'm sure this is how it's going to be to start out with. But as we get going, I'm positive it'll be a lot better. And so stay tuned.